Good. So we are on page 255. Page 255. And Sally Hay, we discussed about keeping your feet, having your feet together during Shmoneh Esrei. We'll revisit that a little later. Also taking three steps backwards, why, all that type of stuff with that. And then on Thursday, we talked about standing in a humble way. We'll take this a little further today. And having in mind that you're standing in front of Hashem. That brings us to Gimel. Very interesting halacha. So Mechaber says, Meniach yadav alibo kesufim, kefusim. So you should lay your hands on your heart like, as the Rama says, keshurim, like they're tied. Meaning, a tied, hayaminis al smallis. The right hand is tied on top of the left. It's hard to do, right? Like this. Okay, we'll get to that. I'm like tied. But the right hand on top. The omekem of lifnei rabo, like a servant in front of his master. The aim of yiro, with fear and trepidation, fear, pachad. But you shouldn't put your hands on your sides, on your hips. Mivneshu derech yehura, because it's haughty. You see people like that, especially if you have pockets. I'm sure you could see this, right? And sometimes you see people doing that. So Machaber says clearly that you shouldn't stand that way. Right? Well, you stand in front of, I don't know who's important today, but let's say in front of the president, you stand like that. Like, right? You wouldn't do that. So you shouldn't stand that way. So now, again, so let's go back to the first point. So the Machaber says, so you should have your hands one over the other. You're right on top, like a servant in front of his master. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about this, and basically he says it depends on where you are. Like, in other words, I don't know if people would stand that way today. I don't know any servant in front of his master altogether. But in other words, you should stand in a way that is respectful, sort of like the idea we saw Thursday or Wednesday, whatever it is. We saw the Mishnah Berurah talks about crossing your legs. It doesn't like that idea, right? It doesn't like people crossing their legs in shul while davening. It's not nice, right? It's not the way you would sit. You're supposed to sit up straight, not in a cash way. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything about cash. But he doesn't use that terminology. But, So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hakol kamina gamadina." Everything depends on the place. So therefore, he brings down from the Ramak, from the Moshe Kadavero, that when you should have your hands, your thumb inside your hand, like that. Again, people, you don't see people doing that, even though the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. Because again, the idea is to stand in a way that is respectful. And maybe I mentioned this last time, but we didn't do it. And that is, in the previous sif, the Mishnah Berurah more or less goes on the same idea. In the last halakha, we talked about that your head is bent and you're looking down. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a similar idea. Like, you see sometimes people doing this. Like, they have their heads up and they're looking up to the sky, right? Or whatever. So Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to do that. He says, like, you're looking to the ceiling, to the roof. So he says, if you do that, the malachim are maligim alav. The malachim mock a person who does something like that. You shouldn't stand that way. So in other words, the basic idea is you're supposed to stand in a normal way. Mishnah Berurah also brings down in Hay from the Prima Gun that you shouldn't, if you're davening at home privately and you want to make certain gesticulations or movements to get you into it, to keep your focus in davening, so you could do that. But, here's the big but the lo betzibur. But you shouldn't do that when you're diving with a bunch of people, when you're diving at a seaboard. And you shouldn't raise your voice. In other words, again, at least to me, I'm sure for most people here, these are logical things. In other words, if you're davening with a tzibur, so A, you have to do two things. You have to daven in a respectful way because you are staying in front of Hashem, but you shouldn't do anything weird. Right? And you see people doing the, I mean, not a lot of Baruch Hashem here, you know, people doing all these, and people are people. So in other words, no matter, sometimes you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you see somebody, you know, moving all over the place, it's distracting for somebody else. Oh, it's disrespectful also. So therefore, you're not supposed to do those things. Fair shahalacha. Okay. So you get the basic idea. Dal. Tov l'chaven raglav gam b'shas she'omer kedusha imat shatz. You should also put your feet together, have your feet together, not just during Shemoneh Esrei, but the Machaber says also during kedusha. Right? Everybody does this. This is the reason why. Mishnah Berurah explains a very interesting reason why on the next page. He says because, and we discussed a few years ago in Shabbat Shuvah, because in Kedusha, we say, whatever your minhag is, but somewhere, somebody says it, either all of us or the Chazan says, Nekash Hashem Chavar Ornori, so whatever your, Keshem Shemagdishim also Bishmei Marom, that we should praise Hashem the same way, we're going to praise Hashem here, the same way we praise Hashem, they praise Hashem in Shemayim. Right, we discussed this before, we know the three Kedushas in Shacharis, davening. There's the Kedusha that we say before Shema. We say that's seated. Because that is a description. We're not really participating. We're just describing what the Malachim, how the Malachim say Kedusha in Shemayim. Then we go on to the next step after Shema. When we, in Shemoneh Esrei itself, we say Kishem Shema, Nekayash Hashem Chololon, let's say according to our Nusach, Nekayash Kishem Shema Gdishem Oso Vishmei Ram. We're going to do it together the same way they do it in Shemayim. So it's a partnership. We do it together. Then we have the third Kedusha, which is the Kedusha, the Sidra in Uval Tzion, which is just us. That's why it looks deceptive. We say it's seated. It's seated. We say it in Aramaic, right? Those are all cover-ups. So the Malachim are not, so to speak, jealous of us that we're saying this Kedusha, and they're not. And they're not. But anyways, in the middle one, in the one in Shemoneh Esrei, which we call Kedusha, so we say that we're going to say Kedusha the same way that the Malachim say it in Shemayim. So what did we learn before? So we learned in Aleph, in Sadehei Aleph, that when you stand Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to have your feet together. Why? Because you're like a Malach. Like a Malach. Same way that a Malach has one straight foot or whatever, it looks like that. So to us, when you're standing in front of Hashem, like a Malach, you have to do the same thing. You have to act the same way. So wait a second. So now the Machaber is saying, so now if in Kedusha you're saying, we're going to participate with the Malachim, and we're going to say Kedusha like them, and they're going to say it with us, and all Tzazam and all the Shem Matzah Smatzah, right? Everybody together. So then, shouldn't we be acting like a Malach? Even though you're not staying Shemoneh Esrei technically, but obviously, yeah. So that's what the Machaber holds, and that's what we do. We keep our feet together for Kedusha also. Okay, so Emir Tashem, tomorrow we'll go on to Tzai Vav, a new page. We'll go a little further about what should we or should we not be doing while we're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Okay?